This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session. It's Anthony right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you become informed. That's how you do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We will have Senator Scott Wilk from California on the line with us after the break. I mean, what's going on in California? I mean, just Newsom. If you, as I always say to you guys, if you ever wanted to see how the country would run under Democrat rule, just look at California. Our roads are crumbling. We are in debt like crazy. The Democrat-led Sacramento. Right? They bungled the unemployment. They're $11 billion in the hole with it. They were sending payments to criminals. I'm talking about incarcerated criminals. Right? Just amazing to me. He's proud of the fact that there were 60 or 70 plus court cases that he had against President Trump. Let's see how excited it is now when they start coming down after him. It just never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I told you I'd go through some of the lies that are in the documents, the impeachment documents. You know, it was delivered by the House Democrats and the Senate. And just a whole bunch of misrepresentations, lies. And this isn't just from a... from me, these are from columnists and journalists that have already looked at it. Jeffrey Lord, a noted columnist, he said he went through the document, printed out all 77 pages, marked them up. See, they found about 75 lies before his eyes glazed over. Lie number one is in the opening paragraph. The very first sentence reads, "This trial arises from President Donald J. Trump's incitement of insurrection against the Republic he swore to protect." President Trump did no such thing. Many who were right there in the front row, many who actually read the transcription, they know that's how it was said. He told him in no uncertain terms, "Peaceful protests, let your voice be heard." I don't know how you do that. Quote, "I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard." Now, according to the Democrats, those are dog whistles. Those are code words for burn the place down. They are a sick group of people. Line number two, the charge says, in a grievous betrayal of his oath of office, President Trump incited a violent mob to attack the United States Capitol during the joint session, thus impeding Congress's confirmation of Joe Biden Jr. as the winner of the presidential election. Again, I refer to the rebuttal to lie number one. It's just not true. Lie number three, he spent months asserting without evidence that he won in a landslide, that the election was stolen. The fact is that Donald Trump did produce loads of evidence that nobody would look at. The courts wouldn't look at. Nobody wanted to get involved. The Supreme Court didn't want to get involved. Had over 1,100 affidavits of people who actually saw votes flipped, votes stolen, and ballots that were inserted in the counting machine 2, 3, 4 times. But nobody wanted to investigate that. Why would that be? Line number four, here's what the impeachment charge say about the crowd that gathered behind the White House near the president and others, to hear the president and others speak. The crowd was armed, angry, and dangerous. If you see any of the videos that were taken at that time, there was rock music playing, people were dancing and laughing, there was no violence like you saw in Portland, Seattle, and other places. None at all. Right? Line number five in the document said the crowd in the front of the president was tense. No, they weren't. I mean, it's provable. Look at the videos. They were happy. There were families there. They said that he aimed them straight at the Capitol, declaring, "You never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength, and you have to be strong." Well, listen. That's true. You have to be strong. You have to be strong and resolve in what you do. The president has called you peaceful and patriotic. Make your voices heard. I guess that calls for violence in their mind. They keep perpetuating the same lie over and over and over again. Right? The president is accused of failure to take charge of a decisive security response. Well, frankly, he has no authority over security at the U.S. Capitol. Right? It's the House and Senate Sergeant of Arms do. The House and Senate Committees. Nancy Pelosi. The Capitol Police. The D.C. Mayor. They're all in charge of that. So another lie. They just go on and on. They keep doing this. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Senator Scott Wilk joins me from California to discuss the future of the Republican Party there and what they're going to do about Newsom. Or can they do anything about Newsom? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Joe, with your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Smarter people than I are in the chat room up there. This is a whole bunch of stuff going there up on the website. Yes. And as you know, the show originates out of the once great state of California. It's a beautiful state. I get it. You know, a lot of people say it's the weather. Well, you can only afford so much weather, people. The state under the dictatorship of Gavin Newsom has become one of those states that has the highest tax rate in the country. I mean, just to live here, pretty much with anything. They're looking for more taxes. And I've always said to you, if you really wanted to see how this country would be run under Democrat rule, just look at California. And look at the beautiful it is, as it is. They're losing people in droves. And I don't know how we win that back. I told you that for a long time. I mean, I've always preached to you that what we need to do is you need to start off with the school boards, water boards, city councils, and somehow the Republicans just don't seem to be able to make the jump into the state legislature, except for a few good ones. Senator Scott Wilk joins me from the state of California, and I always appreciate his time with me when I can get him on. He's a very busy man and a hard worker for us up in the state, and he should get a medal just for being in the same building as Gavin Newsom. Senator Wilk, thanks for being with me.
Happy to be with you, Joe. I love the bumper music. The great Kiln Band. Very good.
Oh God, yeah. And you know,
one hit wonders.
But this is where all the great music comes from, right? California, on the beach, and you know, just the free and eat. Well, you got to wear a mask now, so you can't run on the beach, or your lack of oxygen will knock you out or something. So, anyhow, all right. Big news that we're hearing about on a regular basis and everybody's talking about, but, you know, we're close to it. The recall of Gavin Newsom, and I have kind of made some tongue-in-cheek comments that we may have 1.5 or 1.6 million signatures, but really, who's counting them, and how many of them are we going to lose? Are you optimistic about the recall?
Well, I firmly believe it's going to happen, and I think Gavin Newsom does as well, right? 2 days ago, Joe Biden came out of nowhere and said, you know, the recall's a bad idea. So, you know, everybody in Sacramento is talking about it. And again, you know, there's always a certain number that are rejected. But based upon the infusion of money that's come into the campaign, and at the clip they're going, I fully expect that they will have enough signatures put across the desk by March 17th to qualify for the ballot. And now it's not going to be on the ballot as early as it normally would, because a few years ago when we were recalling State Senator Josh Newman, the Democrats retroactively changed the law that allowed additional delays. So if it does qualify on March 17th, that election will not take place till sometime between late October and mid-November.
God bless. Well, yeah. Anything to get him out. You know, I mean, that's kind of where my head's at now. But there's a lot of damage he can do between then. And there'd be no reason for him to really think things through, because he's not going to get blamed for it. And the chances of him becoming president, should he run, because I know he has some aspirations to do that, I would hope and believe at this point they'd be almost nil, don't you?
Yeah, so he, you know, when he first got elected, he had a lot of former Obama administration officials transplanted to California to be in his administration, and they have almost all left and gone back to D.C. I think the presidential train for Gavin Newsom has been derailed. So I just don't see that happening in the future.
Okay, now the question of the hour, because I know that you are now, I don't want to say the head of the Republican Party, but basically, what's your title with the Republican Party at the legislative level?
Well, as of Monday, I will become the Senate Republican leader.
Okay. Oh, so you're kind of like the Mitch McConnell of California. Not really, though. And don't mean that in a bad way.
Well, without the double chin.
Oh,
I guess triple chin, actually. What?
But really, do we have a replacement for Newsom? We do this a lot. We get into these races, we get into these issues, and we really need to think about who is the replacement. I'm watching some of the people that are stepping up. I'm not highly impressed yet, but you're closer to them than I am. Who do we have?
Well, you know, to begin with, I mean, I believe this is like the third attempt to recall him, and, you know, the first recall attempt started before he even was sworn into office. And I'm not supportive of stuff like that. We have an electoral process, right? And you should, you know, abide by that. And so, like this particular iteration, I have not endorsed a recall. I was obviously, like other senators and assembly people, offered to, you know, to be an honorary co-chair. I chose not to do that. But now that I believe it's going to qualify, we obviously have to be all in. Because, I mean, this is going to be our opportunity to remove him. Now, I personally, I've endorsed Kevin Faulkner, who's the just-concluded successful run of about 6 years in San Diego as mayor. He's has a long history of being able to win races. He's fluent in Spanish, which is very important in this state. He actually reduced homelessness by 6% in San Diego, where it's just skyrocketed, you know, in every other major California city. And that, of course, is because he didn't cave in to the PC movement. He actually implemented common sense reforms, like not living, allowing people to live lawlessly on the street, and then coupling mental health services with housing. Because housing without mental health services is not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah, I just saw what they did in, I don't know if you saw this in Los Angeles. They put up those mini homes. They're, I don't know, 150 square feet, and they put two cots in them, and they put a row of shelves in the middle, an air conditioning unit, and they're putting two people in each one of them. And they put, I don't know, 20 or 25 of them. And they put like six or seven outhouses, you know, the outside bathrooms, at the very end. And I was thinking, my God, they spent between $8,000 and $10,000 each for those. And now they're going to put those guys, I mean, have you seen how much those people have sometimes with them? And now they're going to put them in these situations. I said, my God, I hope you have, I hope you guys have thought this out, but I doubt you have. And they're talking about putting them all over Los Angeles, which will even draw more people there. There's a lot more help that needs to be done other than just putting up little buildings and hoping that they go there and get the help that they need. And I think that's what they don't really think about that, the mental health issue.
Well, same thing going on in Sacramento. So Daryl Steinberg, who's the mayor of Sacramento, part of that was Senate Pro Tem in the California State Senate. We have homelessness everywhere, and Newsom appointed him the homeless czar. If he does to the state what he's done in Sacramento, we already have one out of every two homeless.
Hold on, we got to go for commercial. I want to talk about this more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far, people. Be right.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors have wrapped up their impeachment case against former President Trump in his Senate trial. The lead manager, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, quoted Thomas Paine's Revolutionary War pamphlet, The Crisis, as he tried to sway reluctant Republican senators.
Everyone who stands with us now will win the love and the favor and the affection of every man and every woman for all time. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, but we have this saving consolation. The more difficult the struggle, the more glorious in the end. will be our victory.
There's only a single charge for Trump in the trial, incitement of insurrection, after a mob of his supporters attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Five people died during the riot, including one woman who was trampled to death by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You got a question or comment, but you know what? I'm not going to read any of them. You guys get long-winded sometimes. Just short and to the point. But always a pleasure to have you with me. If you want to sign up for the weekly email blast, head over to the website. It's right there. You can't miss it. And look, I don't send out a whole bunch of garbage. I don't send them out every day. I send them out once a week. Let me bring him back on again. I always appreciate his time with me. California Senator Scott Wilk. And we are discussing some of the colorful things that are going on here in the state of California. Senator Wilk, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure, Joe.
You know, homelessness, which is, you know, they always talk about here in California, we talk about how compassionate they are, how much they want to help them. But my God, when you look at how they're even living on the streets, And in California, the thing I don't understand, you were just starting to talk about the homelessness up in Sacramento. Think about something. They were giving these people a safe place to shoot up illegal drugs. You know, drugs that you could be arrested for having that are federal offenses. And they're getting away with it. I don't get it.
Me either. I voted no on that. A piece of legislation.
I don't know how the feds just don't come in and start cleaning the place up or start taking these people off to jail. I had stories out of San Diego of people coming up from San Diego, coming up from the border. And, you know, you have a federal checkpoint there about 8 miles out of San Diego. And that is a federal checkpoint. And I've got stories from guys down there where people are arguing with the federal agents saying, you can't take my dope, it's legal. You know, and if I was a federal agent, I would just be looking, smiling, going, yeah, you keep believing that.
Yeah.
You know, and you knew at some point in time they were going to clash. Okay.
Well, I don't know. You know, Biden says California is wonderful, and he would like the rest of America to be like California.
Oh, no.
And I just say, God help us all.
I'm moving to Sicily. You know where the crooks are there. It's real simple.
They're your relatives, aren't they?
That's right. That's my people down there. EDD, the unemployment department here in California. You know, we're so efficiently run. We're so well run. And yet we are in a $31 billion debacle. There was money going out to convicts, people that were in jail, they were getting EDD money for unemployment. How the heck do you collect unemployment in jail?
Because 35 states have a system where they cross-check unemployment claims with the prisoner rolls. We do not do that in California. Back during the Great Recession, there was an audit request by the legislature, and one of the reforms that the state auditor recommended was cross-checking those files. That was back in 2011. It never, obviously, occurred. And so, like, Scott Peterson from, you know, Modesto that, you know, allegedly killed his pregnant wife, got money, and a lot of people got money. Somebody used their Social Security number that they used was 1234567 8 9. I'm laughing, but it's actually not funny. Okay, because I'll tell you here. So here's the worst part about it, Joe, is that somebody has to pay for this. And so, like, during the Great Recession, you know, because employers, you know, pay in. And during the Great Recession, we ran out of money, as we already have again, because we're up to over $100 billion paid out. And so the state government borrows money from the federal government. And the state government, last time, they paid the interest, but we made the employers pay the principal. So now we're up to $101 billion, and it's projected to be $31 billion of fraud. So I asked in a budget committee hearing a couple of weeks ago, so who's paying the $31 billion in fraud? Is the state going to pay it? Are we going to require the employers to pay back the fraud portion? And they said, we're looking into it, which of course means they're going to try to make the employers pay for the fraud.
Unreal. And that is the aggravation that the average taxpayer has across the country, is that when you have states like California and New York and others, if Joe Biden gives them a bailout, what in essence what they're doing is the taxpayer who lives in a state where they're handling their money properly is going to get penalized for that. And I think that is truly a righteous anger that people are having. But under this administration, you're not going to see that stop. And the spending moves, nothing will change at the Sacramento level till we change the people up there. How many Republicans in the Senate in California?
Why are you trying to depress? I mean, we're down to 9, so we have 40, and we're down to 9, but. Actually, you know, in 2021, we have an opportunity to flip the script. So, you know, number one, obviously, we got the recall. Right. And I'm telling you, people across the spectrum are frustrated. And this guy really, and we were talking in the break, I believe he wants to be a celebrity. I don't think he really wants to govern. And I think it shows. And I think we have an opportunity to recall him. And then number two, you know, every 10 years we have the opportunity to redraw legislative lines. So, you know, that's going to be happening later this year. We have a new independent commission, and, you know, looking at the backgrounds of the individuals who sit on that, there are a lot more, you know, people from academia that are on that, and I know that makes you panic a little bit, but 10 years ago, 10 years ago, which is the first time we had like an independent citizens commission, they made a lot of emotional decisions that weren't based upon the law. And I think if they follow the law, I think you're going to see legislative lines that will give opportunities for right of center candidates to be competitive. So I think we have a chance in 2022 if we get a fair redistricting. To not only hold our 9, but maybe have as many as 4 additional seats in play that we have an opportunity to win. So if you've got a Republican governor and you've got 12 seats plus mod Dems, you have a potential, I think, to have some kind of a center ruling coalition, which of course today is hard left.
Let me ask you, if you had to guess, and you've been working with some of these people up there for a few years now, if you had to guess as a whole, the Senate, what would you say, I mean, what would be a percentage are actually either moderate Democrats or as a whole the group is more of a moderate group, not a hard left or a hard right?
Well, so the thing that's interesting about mod Dems, they're not all moderates on the same issue. So it's kind of a floating thing. So, you know, there's Democrats up here who pretty liberal, but they're not in bed with the unions, right? So you get them on issues. Like, take, for example, Ben Allen from Santa Monica. He is definitely a liberal, but he's not in bed with unions. So, last session, he was chair of the Education Committee. I was vice chair, and we prevailed to help charter schools because Ben Allen was for student access and student success, not teachers unions. But guess what? After 2 years, they took him off, and they put on a senator from the Inland Empire who's completely in bed with labor. So, you know, those things happen. So it I can't calculate it because it really depends on the issue.
Okay.
But when you're at nine and you need 21, that's a tall order. But you know, if we get up 12, 13, then we're in the game, particularly if we have a Republican governor.
Well, we got a couple of minutes here left in this segment, and I want to talk to you about the stagnant, chained down rollout of the vaccine here in California. You know, because we do everything so wonderfully, and Newsom said he had a handle on everything, but we're pretty much dead last in the rollout, aren't we?
I don't think we're dead last now, but we are way far behind, and we're way far behind because he just caved into PC thinking. So it was all about this equity issue. We know who needs it, and that's people on the frontline, healthcare workers, law enforcement, older people, people with underlying health conditions. And instead, he had this, like he always does, these convoluted plans, and it didn't work. And so he complains about us not having the proper amount of doses. The reason for that, because I was in a briefing last week, is because California never hit any of their projected quotas. So rather than having the doses go unused, they've been diverted to other states.
Well,
until we pick it up.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word now to 48542. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word now to 48542. Text now to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word now to 48542.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Apparently that was based on the debacle we're watching in D.C. A lot of people with a very little gray matter doing a lot of talking. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And we're talking about the state of California. And again, when I moved here, I don't know what it was, 30 years ago or something like that, it was beautiful. It was pretty. The beaches were nice. The streets were nice. I mean, it was just a great place to be. And the weather, I came from Boston, so I was swimming at Christmas time and teasing my family back east. But even the weather gets old after a while when you're paying, I think we're getting close to $4 a gallon already for gas in California. And you people in Texas, stop sending me pictures of $2.11 gas. It's irritating. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. California State Senator Scott Wilk joins me to talk about the nice things and not so nice things about California. Senator Wilk, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure.
And yeah, I don't know. I wish you guys would stop. You know, what is it? You were talking, not you. Let's be clear. The Democrats were talking about a mileage tax. What was it? A year or two ago, right? And
oh yeah, they're moving forward with that. So yeah, it'd be a miles driven tax.
Oh God.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. The feds are talking about the same thing. So what are we going to, like, double mileage tax?
Yeah. And, of course, you know, my district, as you know, is northern L.A. County and northern San Bernardino County. And so I have a lot of commuters. In fact, three out of my seven cities are in the top 10 in the country for what they call super commuters.
Yeah.
And so it would just, you know, it would just crush them economically to have to pay a mileage tax. I mean, if you live in Lancaster, you're going downtown L.A., you're going 75 miles each way every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if the feds get to do what they want to do and the state does what they want to do, we have the highest, some of the highest state gas taxes, the highest federal gas taxes. If you put tires on your car, you have federal and state taxes on the tires. Then you're going to have a mileage tax from the state, a mileage tax from from the feds. Stay home and collect unemployment. I mean, seriously, why go do anything else? This is crazy. Oh, God bless America. And I've noticed that what people don't realize is the food has gone up like crazy in California. I don't know if that's the same across the country. But, you know, you've seen it in the lines. I don't know whether that's, I don't believe that's government driven. I think it's how much money it's costing them to get the food in, to get the stuff there, and the precautions that they have to take. However, we're still very light on the toilet paper. I wish you'd look into that. Can we have a hearing or something? That's just amazing to me. All right. Education, because I know you're into education like I am, and we're watching what's happening to our kids. We're watching the depression rates skyrocket. Recently read an article here about the Nevada school districts. They finally opened it back up because they decided it was safer to open up the schools than having to deal with the depression, suicidal attempts that were going on there. We are a progressive, forward-thinking state. What is the problem? Why can't we get these kids back in school? Why is the governor not open to really looking at this?
Because the CTA doesn't want the schools open, California Teachers Association. I mean, you know, Dr. Fauci says the schools should be open. CDC says schools should be open and that they're safe. All the schools that are open, most of my family has fled California and they live in Knoxville, Tennessee. Their schools have opened up in September, you know, without incident. And so, you know, this is a teacher union play.
Yeah, it is.
To the detriment of our kids, yeah.
And there are a lot of private schools or private type of schools that are open. And I've done some of my own research.
Including the school that Governor Gavin Newsom's kids go to. $24,000 a year tuition.
Jeez. And he's a governor. I mean, wow, what does he get paid? No, but seriously, when you talk about these private schools where they do have kids going in and out of there all the time, they have parents going in and out of the time, and we haven't heard of any spikes. We haven't heard of any schools being shut down because all of a sudden COVID has run rampant. However, at the restaurant, still, I'm looking at people that are sitting, you know, two and three tables apart. You know, Senator Wilk, something's going to happen here when this starts to break loose. You're going to have a boatload of restaurants that are out. All these things where you have people that, what is it, I don't know if the state or the cities have done it and said you can't evict anybody until, I think it's June now or something along those lines?
Yeah, it's June, yeah.
All right, so now June. I mean, you've got mortgage holders on these buildings, on these apartment buildings. You're going to stop foreclosures? You see what I'm talking about. The economic mess that's going to happen in June, July, and August, the government's going to have to step in big time, or you're going to have a lot of people joining those people on the streets in Sacramento. Has anybody given that any thought?
You know, what we need to do is, you know, obviously open up the economy, and you know he's reluctant to do it. So last night it's the first time I actually went out to dinner, and we're going to a restaurant that's like right across from Capitol Park, and because they have outdoor seating, and I went, and there were people at the bar, there was people inside. And it was cold up here last night, and the people I was with go, oh, let's eat inside. I go, no, 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 no. I said, first of all, you're 20 times more likely to get COVID sitting inside. And then number two, I'll be sitting inside with you, and somebody will snap a photo, and it'll be in the sack B. So not going to do that. But, I mean, this is like right across the street from the Capitol, literally, at 15 and L, and inside, because, you know, People know that there's not sound science behind the decisions that are being made by Newsom.
Yeah, it's crazy to look at this and what's going on in other states. I know Newsom had a little weasel thing he did last week or the week before where he said he was going to start relieving restrictions and he was going to leave it up to the counties to decide which ones to pull back on and what have you. And in essence, in a big part, not much changed. And that's why people are getting crazy around here, because there's an inference that schools are going to open, businesses are going to open back up. But again, I want to go back to, there is going to be a massive financial issue come the beginning of this summer with a lot of these businesses going down, going under, never opening again. And I don't know how hard it would be to come back from that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we're gonna find out, because we absolutely have no choice. But
I
think a lot of these restaurants are not coming back. And you know, I was at my dry cleaners last week when I came home from Sacramento, drop off some suits. And I hadn't worn a suit in 10 months, right? And it was like just halfway. I mean, normally the place, you know, there's clothes everywhere, and it was only like half full, and they're like dying on the vine.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long he's been there. I've been going to him for 17 years, and
wow.
Yeah, they're hurting. And again, you know, they're an immigrant family. They relocated here from South Korea, poured the family's life investment into this dry cleaners, and again, been there for 17 years, and I think they're barely hanging on.
Yeah, I would be happy to say that my donut guy is still going to be around, because apparently donuts aren't hurt by the COVID virus, but...
Well, they're essential. Donuts are essential.
I agree. All right, so last but not least, the other day, I don't know if it passed as a law, I don't know if the governor did it as an edict, but now you have to ask for plastic utensils, plasticware, because even though they've allowed us to do the drive-up, they're now upset that there's so much throwaway happening. Does anybody up there really think all the way through about what these things cause when they do this? I mean, seriously, you can only do drive up and take out. But that created a problem in our landfills. I mean, did anybody think of that on the front end?
No, you know, when everything's done in a silo. You know, nothing's ever done it with a holistic approach, and they never factor in the unintended consequences. Ever.
I'm sorry, I just get the biggest kick out of it. Look, you know, we went from plastic bags, and they said you had to use a cloth bag. Oh, wait a minute. But the cloth bags are causing people to get sick because of the stuff that's in the bag that they never wash out. So now we go back to the plastic bags again. It's great. All right, listen, I'm sorry you work with the... I'm sure there's a lot of good people up there, don't get me wrong, but some of what we hear, some of what we see, it just really goes over my head, and I figure, I don't know how much dope they're smoking in some of these places, but there's got to be some. How do people check out what you're doing? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I just want to give you a chance to tell people how to check out your website and see the kind of legislation you're working through and the things that you're doing.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know my government website, Joe. You can just Google, you know, Senator Scott Wilk. And actually, I'm not doing very much legislation this year. Because, you know, you mentioned, I'm the new Senate Republican leader beginning Monday. And that's a pretty big job. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to be fun. You know, I've given up 5 out of my 7 committees. I'm only going to be doing 2 committees. And I've cut back my bill package because I've got to help organize the loyal opposition. And, we're going to oppose them when we must. And we're also going to be promoting positive policy alternatives to what they do. I think that's one of the areas where we've fallen a little short in the past, is that people think we're the party of no. But we do have solutions, and we're going to be offering them, and we're going to be trying to get outside of the Capitol and talk to regular people. If you look at the initiatives last year, the Democratic Party and the ones that they endorsed, the voters rejected their ideas 66% of the time. When the voters supported the Republican position 7 out of the 11 initiatives that we endorsed.
Well, they're going to cut you off. They're going to cut you off mid-sentence. Head over to check them out. Do a Google on.